Jonathan there replying to a message I read earlier from GM in Rustenburg, who had said if ANC gets 40% of the vote, it means 60% of the voters do not want the ANC to govern. Well, the Inkatha Freedom Party yesterday briefing the media on an agreement that they have entered into with the African National Congress. And joining me via Zoom is the chief whip of Inkatha Freedom Party, the Honourable Narend Singh. Narend, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, Ms. Malana, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you.
What informed this decision by Inkatha Freedom Party?
Since November 1 election results were announced, the party has been in engagement and in discussions with at least 17 political parties that make up the landscape of parties that won seats in KwaZulu-Natal. Although in the Thekwini municipality, there are 24 parties that won seats, ranging from 1 to 96. We looked at all the options available and all the requests by various political parties in terms of how one could form stable governments. And in looking at all of this, we came to the conclusion as a national council that the easiest and neatest way to provide stability in local government and to ensure that the will of the people is honored is for the ANC and IFP to work together in forming these governments so that in every single municipality there is a 50% plus one majority. And the other thing is that in the hung municipalities, it is agreed that where the ANC leads in terms of the number of councillors, they would form the government. IFP would be in opposition. Where the IFP leads, the IFP would form the government and the ANC would be in opposition. We also agreed that the Municipal Public Accounts Committee chairpersons would be given to the party that's not in government so that there are adequate checks and balances in terms of financial management.
What this means then is that the ANC is to retain the chain of mayorship in the Metro eThekwini. How are you going to ensure that the ANC does not lie to you, as was stated, I suppose, by the leadership of the IFP following that local government election result, saying, and I quote, they will not enter into a coalition with the ANC because they have not been honest with us in the past?
Well, certainly the ANC have not been honest with us in the past in terms of discussions that have been taking place on other issues and then no conclusions were reached. This agreement will be underpinned by a framework agreement which will lay down the principles under which we will work with each other in the interest of the people of each of the municipalities. It will have conflict resolution mechanisms. It will have issues like how do we deal with budgets and ensure that budgets are passed and that budgets are not frustrated in terms of it being passed and service delivery gets compromised if that happens. So there will be a well-drafted, hopefully, framework agreement that will govern all of this and also an opt-out clause. Now, as you would know, Mr. Malane, in all arrangements, whether it be between human beings or political parties, there are bound to be challenges. And what's important for us is to be able to manage the kind of challenges without putting ego or personal interest before us, but looking at the bigger picture.
Now, the announcement yesterday was primarily about KwaZulu-Natal and the hung councils in KwaZulu-Natal. What impact, if any, will this agreement between the ANC and the IFP in KwaZulu-Natal have on Gauteng, for example, where we know that all three metros are pretty much hung and we are nowhere near close to a coalition agreement between the various political parties? You, as the IFP, were invited by the Freedom Front Plus to a meeting on Monday where conversations started for what would be a coalition of parties to obviously govern the three metros in Gauteng.
Well, the principle that we have adopted or the National Council has adopted would remain. Whichever party is the majority party and can form a stable government will get our support in the other councils where we have seats. And that would be a principle that we would adopt.
Now, the ANC, of course, having the majority of the votes in Johannesburg, in Tswane, in Ekurhuleni, but would need, well, more than the IFP in order for them to form a stable government in those municipalities.
They will enjoy our support. If it's the DA that's got the majority number of councillors and they approach us as the IFP, we would also offer them our support because we have to keep the principle across the board.
Interesting.
Because the ultimate aim is to ensure stable governments. This is something quite unique to the South African scenario, and we believe it is a model that the IFP is putting forward that other political parties need to follow, because we cannot have the courts decide on the composition of local governments. We cannot have by-elections because we've been through a lot as a country and as a people of this country. We cannot have a Nelson Mandela-based situation where almost every week or second week, you are changing governments because a small party somewhere with one seat holds the majority party to quote-unquote ransom. Stability is what is required in South Africa. Confidence in the eyes of the ordinary citizens is required. Otherwise, I think the next time round we have elections, instead of a 40% turnout, we'll probably have 20% or even less.
Narwin Singh, thank you very much for your time this morning. Interesting times indeed. Chief Whip of the Inkatha Freedom Party going to an agreement with the ANC in the 22 or so hung councils in KwaZulu-Natal and exploring there how it might impact them in a national way.